Readings and homily for October 30th.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Before the Lord, the whole universe is a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. But you have mercy on us all, because you can do all things. And you overlook people's sins, that they may repent. For you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would not have finished. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it? Or he preserved, had it not been called forth by you. But you spare all things, because they are yours, O Lord and lover of souls, for your imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them and remind them of the sins that they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him. In accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly, or to be alarmed either by a spirit or by an oral statement, or by a letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to Luke, at that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
No, my name is not Father Zacchaeus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I remember it like it was yesterday, my first year into seminary, and there was an opportunity for some of us seminarians to go on a trip to Rome. And I was became a good friend of a retired police officer who was from studying for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and he was actually organizing the trip. So I was very privileged to have been a part of the 16 men that went to Rome, and Assisi and a few others, to be on this 14-day trip to Rome and to stay at the North American College, where some of the seminarians that we from our diocese, each diocese that men were from, actually were staying there. There's seminarians studying in Rome. And we're very privileged to have a private mass and a gathering with the Holy Father at that time, Saint Pope John Paul II. And I remember talking and seeing these pictures of, and I can't find those, they're at my mom's house somewhere, but there's photos and pictures that we got, and my eyes looked so afraid, so scared, because I was sitting about 2 feet from our Holy Father, who was knelt down in prayer. And I remember after the Mass, we got to meet John Paul II individually. And although, again, being shorter in stature than most of our seminarians, as he was coming by, he may have been maybe an inch taller than me. And I remember his eyes. My eyes just gazed on him just in awe. And I remember my ears just plugging up like you were going up, you know, thousands of feet in an airplane. And I couldn't hear what he said. I wanted to hug him, but I didn't want to get dragged away by the Swiss guards. So I remember just shaking his hand and catching his eyes fixed on me, because again, we were about the same height. And then after Mass, his secretary, who's now Cardinal Jibich, came to our group and said the Holy Father would like to take a photo with you seminarians from Chicago. And I remember Rob Davenport and I got ribbed and jabbed because we were the two shortest guys in that group, so they were shoving us up in front. And so there we were, they were calling us the Kias and what have you. And there we were just standing getting ready as he was greeting some other people. And then Cardinal, then Secretary Monsignor Jibich came and went between Rob Davenport and I and said, please make room for the Holy Father. So there he was, shoulder to shoulder with me and with Rob. And I just, my buttons and my cassock all bursted, and being able just to, again, stand next to holiness, make room for his holiness. It's a opportunity. It was a moment that I will never, ever forget, to meet a saint of that nature. Today's gospel provides us with one clear personal characteristic of that tax collector. Zacchaeus was short. Or, as the reading delicately puts it, he was short in stature. Now, no smirks or laughs, at least not till after. Now, it's very likely that Zacchaeus probably didn't like being short. And in the ancient world, as of today as well, there simply is no advantage of being shorter than other people. Now, the beautiful thing about today's gospel is that God uses the very thing that Zacchaeus sees as an inadequacy to lead him to Jesus. If Zacchaeus had been the same height as other people, he could have easily seen Jesus from the crowd. In the crowd, however, he would have been one of hundreds of faces. Being short in stature, he climbed up a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. This made Zacchaeus uniquely visible to Jesus, who saw him and then stopped and called out to him, and announced that he must stay at the house of Zacchaeus, the very thing that Zacchaeus saw as a limitation was used by our Lord to change his life forever, to make him a disciple of Jesus. This gospel is telling us that, yes, God uses all the parts of our lives to love us and to save us, even the parts that we wish were different. Perhaps you wish to be taller. All I wanted to be was 5'11". I didn't ask for 6 foot. I just wanted to be 5'11". Please, Lord, give me a chance to play college football. Maybe you wished you were a better athlete. Or maybe you wished that a mistake that you had made in your earlier life would erase from your life. Maybe you are burnt or, again, punished by someone of something that you didn't do. You know, I was given a punishment, Lord, and I didn't do that. Maybe it was a parent that you struggled with because the rest of your siblings seemed to have an advantage over you. We look at this, and perhaps our Lord, again, uses our short in stature, uses our shortcomings, uses our shortfalls, those things I wish I never would have done. Now I can be used as an instrument to help other people, to help family, relatives, friends, not to fall in to that situation. Maybe being neglected by your family would help you be a better husband, be a better wife, a better father, a better mother, to give that amount and love and attention to all of your children. Perhaps you're socially awkward, that you have a hard time, a difficult time, just again, carrying on a common, casual conversation. Maybe God uses that to help you draw deeper into a spiritual life, to have a few friends of that same nature to draw close to connect with someone on a much deeper level. Maybe you can find a friend that can see your honesty, the honesty of your heart. It's relationships like this that can last a lifetime. We all have parts of ourselves that we wish were different. We all have parts of ourselves that we wish that we can change. Today's gospel reminds us that even those parts have value. Just look at Zacchaeus. Being short, or having a limp, or a scar, or a fear of heights. Maybe you're afraid of the dark. Who would be afraid of the dark? They all can be used by God to deepen our lives and to bring us closer to Him. Yeah, Lord Jesus, He has a plan for you and for me. He has a plan for our life. And at any moment, He can look at us. He can look at us with His eyes fixed on ours. I always remind people in the confessional that it's our Lord here who is waiting for you. And it's our Lord hiding behind the priest that will act on your soul. How powerful is the sacrament of confession if it is our Lord acting on our soul? Yes, He has a plan for our life, and at any moment He can look at us. And He can say to us, come down, I intend to stay with you today. I want to live in your heart forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.